a
harmonica.
Okay. Now there's another thing too that you hear a lot in country music, mm-hmm. and you hold it between your teeth and you kind of
tooth harp.
Okay, well. You'd be surprised how many people have never heard of it. You ever play one?
No.
They make the funniest twang noise you ever heard. You've seen wagons, right, on the farm. You ever hitch the horses up?
No.
Okay. If you had a wagon that was pulled by two horses, what would you call the wooden piece that went down between the horses?
Yoke.
Before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him up between the two pieces that go in.
I don't know what it's called.
Hey, the shanks.
Not heard of it.
Okay, have you heard of the tongue of a wagon?
No.
Would you use that to refer to that wooden piece that goes between two horses? Okay, if you had two horses pulling a wagon, you'd refer to them as a
team.
Okay, suppose, what are some other animals besides horses you might use to play with?
Mule.
Okay.
A long time ago, they used oxen.
Uh-huh. Did you ever sing a play with them?
No.
Okay, if you had two of those, they'd be?
Team or?
Okay.
I don't know if you could say yoke of oxen.
Yeah, I think maybe. So. Okay, what about a wagon wheel? The outside part of the wagon wheel made out of steel?
The rim.
Okay. What about the wooden part on the inside?
Spokes.
Okay, and the spokes fit into the thing. It's the wooden piece that goes inside that steel wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you call those pieces?
You don't call them spokes?
The spokes go from the hub to the wooden piece, and then the rim goes around the outside of it.
Wheel? I don't know.
Okay. And would you have a special term, say, for the pieces that are put together to make the wheel?
I don't know of any.
Ever heard of a felly?
No.
Okay, no, you have. How about a cymbal tree?
No.
Or a double tree?
No.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he's doing?
I don't know.
Let's say that he's taking it down to the mill, and he loads up his wagon, he drives along, he unloads it at the mill, and he goes back and loads it up again, and he goes back and unloads it. You'd say he's
Is he selling it, or?
Before he sells it.
Carrying it,
something else, just, you know, transporting it from one place to the other.
I don't think he would say toting, but I guess you could.
Okay, what would toting mean?
Carrying it from one place to another.
Okay, if you wouldn't say that he was toting, how would you use him? Say you were toting something. What would you tote?
What would you tote? I guess you could, anything, I don't know.
Something you carry in your arms or in the truck or what?
I guess you would carry in your arms more.
Okay, like a bag of groceries maybe? Or a heavy suitcase?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say that this fellow who is filling up the wood and taking it back and forth, would you say he's hauling wood?
Yes.
Would you
hauling
say
sounds right.
Okay. Have you heard of carting wood?
No.
Or drawing wood?
I think I've heard of drawing, maybe.
Okay. Girl, I stand back there. Okay, suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say you tied your rope to it and